gone to hell, and so have I. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville. Here's to the past, they can kiss my glass. I hope she's happy with him. Here's to the girl who wrecked my world, that angel who did me in. I think the devil drives a coupe de ville. I watched him drive away over the hill. Not against her will, I've got time to kill down in Broken Heartsville.
Leaning into local radio, 98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz. And a government shutdown looming larger. The deadline tomorrow at midnight. Democrats say they will vote no on the House pass bill, saying it doesn't protect key programs like Medicaid or job cuts. ABC's Rachel Scott on the timing and impact.
Republicans need the support of at least 7 Democrats to pass the bill, but showing no signs of agreeing to their demands for a one-month extension. Right, the standoff putting millions of federal workers at risk of losing a paycheck, as Americans are already bracing for higher prices after weeks of tariff whiplash.
The trade war ramping up. President Trump says he won't back down on tariffs on steel and aluminum imports. And earlier, the president says he plans to add a 200% tariff on alcohol from Europe in response to the EU's hike on U.S. whiskey. A U.S. district judge ruling that mass firings of probationary federal workers was unlawful, criticizing the Trump administration for what he called sham reasons for the reductions in force. The Trump administration says it will appeal. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Austin Bermain. Here's what Northern Wisconsin needs to know.
State lawmakers have introduced the Climate Accountability Act, which is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. They say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector, and they hope it will bring attention to the effects of climate change. They plan to reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m., there's a Bring Your Own Book Club over in Phillips. In the Phillips Public Library Community Room, you're invited to bring your own book, chat with others about books, and get some great ideas for your to-be-read list. Remember, because it's a Bring Your Own Book Club, there is no required reading. Once again, this is taking place Wednesday, March 26th from 2 p.m. to 3:30 p.m. over at 286 Cherry Street in Phillips. A Wisconsin company has developed a soybean-based firefighting foam. Meteorologist Brittany Merlot tells us more.
Cross Plains Solutions is the company behind the soy-based firefighting foam. Dave Garley, Chief Technology Officer at Cross Plains, says its product is certified for Class A and B fires.
That's correct. Yep. NFPA, National Fire Prevention Association, is a governing body that sets standards for Class A and Class B foams.
Jason Wiley, the fire chief for the Rock Falls, Wisconsin Fire Department, says the soy firefighting foam is as easy to use as traditional foam.
On our truck, we got 1,000 gallons of water and we got a 20-gallon foam tank. And quite literally, when we need to use the foam, we just push a button on it. It comes out at a certain percentage that we sell in the truck, and away we go.
And Garley says farmers can also use the soy foam to fight combine fires. Because the firefighting foam is soy-based, it contains no PFAS chemicals.
I'm Austin Bermain, and this has been Civic Media News. For more news, visit 98qcountry.com or civicmedia.us.
Looking for a hometown dealership you can trust? Martha Auto Chevrolet of Minocqua has you covered. Get a full synthetic oil changer just $49.95 every day. Check out the great selection of new 2025 models on the lot, plus incredible deals on remaining 2024s. Select 24 Chevrolets are priced below GM employee pricing, and select 2025s are below dealer invoice. Visit Martha Aller Chevrolet at Highway 51 South or online at ManacuaCars.com. Martha Aller Chevrolet, treating customers the way they want to be treated.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
The Badgers advance in the tournament. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers with a win today over Northwestern, 70-63 in the Big Ten tournament. The Badgers now advance to play UCLA tomorrow. John Tanjay after the game about what were some of the discussions at halftime.
We're just real with each other at halftime. We were like, hey, you know what? We made a couple of mistakes, but it's not going to be perfect. We got to rile together. We talked over scenarios and we talked over game plan that we wanted to adjust. And, you know, second half, and I really think we executed.
Tanjay with 18 points, 7 rebounds. Marquette with a win today, 89-87 at Madison Square Garden over Xavier. The Golden Eagles advance in the Big East tournament. NBA, a big game for the Bucks as they host the Lakers, but LeBron James has returned to L.A. to get more treatments for a left groin injury. He will not be playing tonight. NFL, running back A.J. Dillon, excited to be joining Philly in free agency, tweeting, "Fly, Eagles, fly." Dillon leaving the Packers for a one-year deal with the Eagles. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, cloud cover thickens, the wind picks up. High in the upper 60s, some showers and storms in the afternoon and evening. Windy with rain Saturday, changing over to snow showers Saturday night and colder. Right now it's 58.
98 U Country.
Stars stay up all night. Well, I don't know, can't see them for the glow of the neon lights. And it's a long way from here to the place where the home fires burn. Well, it's 2,000 miles and one left turn.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through. Promise fancy cars and diamond rings and all sorts of shiny things. But girl, you'll remember what your knees are for.
Dear Mom and Dad, please send money. I'm so broke that it ain't funny. Well, I don't need much, just enough to get me through.
And curls. I still love you more than anything in
ever seen a prayer in person? Kind of thing that makes you believe all the waiting round was worth it, but one of them meant to be. Mine showed up out of nowhere in just a t-shirt and some jeans, and I knew right then, right there, she looked like forever to me. She gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my knee. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Well, there ain't no dancing round it when your whole world's standing there. Just cause we talked about it didn't mean I wasn't scared. And right there where I met her, yeah, I showed her the ring. Just waiting on her answer, Lord, felt like forever to me. Yeah, she gave 18 summers to Carolina, spent a few more wild and free. Gave a long shot chance to a Georgia boy in Tennessee. I gave a promise to her daddy and a grass stain to my name. I might have gave her the diamond, but she gave forever to me. Yeah, she gave forever to me. She gave a yes to the dress with her mama, that's gonna be something to see. She gave her heart to Jesus, and he gave. She could have met my daddy, know how happy he would be. That I gave her a diamond, and she gave forever to me.
Baby.
98Q Country.
I don't want another heartbreak. I don't need another turn to cry. No, I don't want to learn the hard way. Baby, hello. Oh, no. Goodbye. But you got me like a rocket shooting straight across the sky. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's impossible. This kiss, unstoppable. This kiss, Cinderella said to Snow White, how does love get so off course? Oh, all I wanted was a white knight with a good heart, soft touch, fast horse. Ride me off into the sunset, baby, I'm forever yours. It's the way you love me, it's a feeling like this. It's centrifugal motion, it's perpetual bliss. It's that pivotal moment, it's unthinkable. This kiss, you can kiss me in the moonlight, on the rooftop under the sky. Oh, you can kiss me with the windows open while the rain comes pouring inside. Oh, kiss me in sweet slow motion, let's let everything slide. It's that pivotal moment. It's subliminal.
That was Faith Hill with This Kiss here on 98Q Country WCQM. Just three in a row to start the 6 o'clock hour here to finish off my afternoon show. Greg Gunderson here, and actually on my way out a bit early today because I need to make extra room for you. There's still a look at the weather upcoming next, like always, and a bunch of country music. But on the other side of that, a pregame show. We've got local sports action tonight, folks, and you won't want to miss it. Prentice and Rib Lake in sectional semifinal boys basketball action. The tip-off is at 7. Pre-game show, if we can get it all set together, 6:45. But don't worry, if you're hearing country music at 6:50, there will still be awesome basketball action at 7, right here on 98Q Country. The game is going down in Tomahawk. Thank you for tuning in today to the afternoon show here on WCQM. Here's weather after a word from sponsors, and then local sports action after more of your favorite country music, hits and classics on WCQM. See you tomorrow at 2 o'clock.
98Q Country.
Hey, 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 grab your partner and head to Jack's Corner Bar in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Open Mondays at 4 for Mexican night, closed Tuesdays and Wednesdays, but back Thursday with brisket and chicken bacon ranch wraps. Fridays mean fish fry with salad bar, Saturdays mean pork and dumplings, plus delicious prime rib at night. And Sundays, prime rib breakfast is served until 2 p.m. Don't miss daily deep fried chicken specials, great for your palate and easy on your wallet at Jack's Corner Bar on Cedar Street, where strangers become friends and good times roll.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
This is the story of the one. As a quality technician in a food processing center, she knows that making the right call is the best way to avoid a recall. That's why she trusts Grainger's world-class supply chain to deliver the high-quality supplies she needs to help keep her production line, her equipment, and her customers happy and healthy. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Did you know 98Q Country now posts some of their best content online for you to listen anytime?
Wow.
It's just at 98QCountry.com. Go to the top of the page. Here, I'll do it with you. 98QCountry.com. Yes, the numbers, 98, then the letter Q, country, dot, that's the period button down there, com, C-O-M. And then just hit enter. There you go.
Oh.
Now when you're at 98QCountry.com, simply click podcasts.
Aha.
At the top of the... No, not the logo. You're already on the website.
Hmm.
Click 98Q Podcast. It's in the top right corner. You click it once. Boy, I thought this was going to be easy. There you go. Some of our most recent and most valuable content is there, like Joel's reality radio segments.
Aha.
You can even check on old shopping show segments to see what kind of deals you can take advantage of.
Aha.
Even some of Gray's content in the afternoon show.
Ooh.
It's the 98Q Podcast section of 98QCountry.com. 98Q Country content available on demand.
Aha.
This weather update is sponsored by Hanson HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a low in the low 40s. And for tomorrow, cloud cover thickens, the wind picks up. High in the upper 60s, some showers and storms in the afternoon and evening. Windy with rain Saturday, changing over to snow showers Saturday night and colder.
Right now it's 58.
98Q Country.
Turn me on, turn me off, then you turn me back on by the weekend. And you won't say the words that I want, but you flirt when you're drinking. I see those bubbles pop up like you're texting, then they disappear. Let's cut to the quick and let's get to what we're doing here. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Yeah, I want you to want me to take you back home to my mama. Put my name on your lips, call me yours, and forget all this drama. Forget it all. Your makeup is next to my toothbrush, but you never put it away on the shelf. I'm asking you, baby, 'cause I'm tired of asking myself. Are we just a backseat, trying to get it while we can? Are we names in a tattoo, or just a number on a hand? Are we last caught kissing? Are we dancing in the kitchen, baby? Tell me what it is and what it isn't. Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Trying to get it while we can. Are we names and a tattoo, or just a number I should wash right off my hands? Are we last caught kissing, or will we be reminiscing with each other for the next 40 years? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand? Are we written in the stars, baby, or are we written in the sand?
Country. Always on at 98.3 FM and on the free Civic Media app.
Seen you in forever. Oh, you haven't changed a bit. You didn't think that I'd remember. How could I forget? We sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star. In that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time in my life. Oh, that's something that just don't happen twice. To this day I still taste that first kiss. How I prayed it wouldn't end. And in a way, seeing you like this, I guess it never really did. And we sang Bobby McGee on the hood of my car. Made a wish on every star. In that clear September sky. One bottle of wine and two Dixie cups. 3 a.m. I fell in love for the first time.
just don't happen twice. Just don't happen twice.
WIAA High School Sports is on the air. Tonight, Rib Lake challenges Prentice in a sectional semifinal game from Tomahawk. It's all brought to you by Rubin Sales and Service, BC Auto Repair, Forward Bank, Heckman Auction, Heck Yeah, Industrial Air Products, Northwoods Community Credit Union, Jeff Aiken and Roofing, Shawamigan Home Furnishings, LPK Dental, Phillips Lumber and Do It Best Hardware, Woodruff Appliance and TV, Medford Motors, Bader Sports Center, and by Wolf Farms. We'll talk with the coaches from Rib Lake and Prentice in just a moment.
Winter's been tough, but spring is almost here. Get your car back in the game with BC Auto Repair Towing and Recovery. They've got the latest technology for ADOS calibrations to keep your driver system sharp. As your Falk and Tire dealer, they'll set you up with the best tires for spring trips. Find them on Lowen Road, 3 miles east of Highway 8 on County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin. Congrats to the Prentice Buccaneers and Rib Lake Redmen for making it to sectionals. BC Auto Repair is proud to bring you this game matchup on 98Q Country.
How did you do it?
What do you mean, Joel?
Well, your team sold every item when we moved, and the most amazing part is that after the auction ended, all the items were removed in one day. Did you guys hire a moving company?
No, we just did what we do. We have a great team, and we make the impossible possible. We can sell all of your items, too, when you move, downsize, or inherit an estate. Our team is knowledgeable, efficient, and competent. Call Scott at 715-499-0713 or email scott@heckmanauction.com. Heckman Auction, heck yeah!
And we got Coach Todd Henderson, head coach of the Rib Lake boys, nice enough to take time to join us this morning. Todd, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning. Thanks, good to be here.
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Kind of a surreal week for you guys. Making sectionals, obviously, is enough, but then to have the rival right over there in Prentice as your opponent, this is a bit surreal and a bit awesome at the same time, right?
Right, yep. It's you know, you usually don't want to have to play a team three times in one season, but it is what it is. And, you know, I think we're okay with it because we know them, they know us, and it's going to be whoever plays the best basketball Thursday night is going to come away the winner.
Yeah, we were talking with Coach Blomberg just a little bit ago on the air, and he had kind of mentioned about the advantage of having that competition, you know, close to you in the Prentice, Rib Lake, even the Phillips and other teams that, you know, in the past you had to travel long ways and you still may travel to leagues in the summer to see, you know, a good competition, but it's there all the time. You don't have to go far and open gyms and stuff like that to see the good competition, do you?
No. No, you know, I think we play in a pretty good conference. We have some good competition just here locally, you know, like Prentice, like you said, Phillips. You know, it's always, you know, if any team can beat any other team on a given night, you got to come and play well every night and show up and execute, you know, do what you want to do to win, what your plan is. And if you don't, you know, the other team can always play well enough to send you packing home with a loss.
Yeah, you win the conference championship, finish at 20-5 regular season, 20-7 now going into the sectionals. And that conference championship, that's not easy. That when you're playing the combination of the Merriwood North and South, so that conference title must have been something that was special to you guys.
Yeah, it was. We lost four starters from last year's team, eight seniors altogether off of last year's team. And so we you thought, you know, what's this year going to hold? It's going to be a little bit of a rebuilding year with some new faces. And I think the kids really worked hard in the offseason to get ready for this year and just had some younger players that have really stepped up and played solid basketball as well. So,
hey, and now you're a younger team. You got pretty much everybody back. You got a lot of underclassmen, right?
Yeah. Yep. We'll have all our starters back next year, and we'll have seven of our top eight guys. We'll be losing senior Brady Heiser. Brady's been more of a role player this year, but he's just a kid that brings a lot. The intangibles, I guess, to the team. He's just a great kid, great attitude, and just is a great teammate in many ways.
Well, let's focus on this year, because this is a great opportunity. Yeah. Because not too often in the current state of basketball, Coach, do you go into a sectional and there's no private school there. And I'm not saying that the teams aren't as good. Don't get me wrong. But right. It's a little bit unique, because usually you get to sectionals and that's when the coaches say, all right, what private school are we playing, right?
A lot of times it has been that way. I know, especially in Rib Lake's not too distant past, we ran into McDonald Central for many years in sectionals and couldn't get over that hump. And they had a team that I think made it to state, you know, 4 or 5, maybe 6 years in a row even. And they are D4 this year, I know. So I don't know if that's enrollment or if that's the competitive balance that bumped them up. But it is nice not having them in the D5 level this year, at least. That's for sure.
Yeah. Turtle Lake, Spring Valley on the upper side will get the winner of your contest. Talk about Prentice a little bit. There's no secrets here, right? You guys play each other. The kids know each other. There's not a lot of secrets going on here. So what's the key on Thursday? What are we looking at?
Yeah. Prentice has a really good team. They really competed well during the season. I think they were probably 10 points away from winning 5 more games. I mean, they really were competitive in quite a few of those games in the conference. So they're not far away from really being conference champs themselves. If a couple of baskets here and there, they would have really been challenging us for that Merriwood North Conference title. They're, you know, very balanced team. They got Aiden Haas as a good rebounder, inside scorer for them. Evan Lord's a kid that can score all three levels. He can shoot the three. He has mid-range jumpers. He can take it to the rim and score. You know, he can post kids up. They got other, you know, Hayden Isaacson's a good shooter. Heston Huckman's a good shooter. Then they got some other kids that come off the bench, and they play good defense. They're good passers. They handle the ball. They can hit shots when they need to. So, yeah, they're really a good team that you can't really, worry about one or two kids. You got to worry about their whole team, because they're all capable of stepping up and making shots.
Yeah. And what a unique season for you. You mentioned all the seniors you lost from last year's team, and then you come back this year. I mean, from day one, you had to have had a lot of question marks in your mind, right? Of who's going to do this? Who's going to lead us? And to have it end, or not to have it go this far and into sectionals, that's just got to be very gratifying for a coach to see these kids, all of them that have stepped forward for you.
Yeah, we had a little taste of it during the last year, you know, that sectional game, the regional final game against Owen-Withy. Our couple sophomores, my son Jed Henderson and then Seth Borkhardt, had played well in the first half. But we were really, you know, counting on our seniors in that, you know, second half to kind of lead us through, and it was a real tough game. So we saw some glimpse of that. Talon was a starter last year. So I just knew that we had kind of a good core potential coming in with those three guys as juniors. Ethan Cook had taken a year off, but he came back out for basketball, and Ethan's another junior that starts for us. He's just a competitor, great role player, plays great defense. He rebounds well, and he's starting to find his shot here and ability to score lately. And then, we've had some question mark was just with some sophomores and incoming freshmen of who was kind of going to step up and play. There's really good competition there, and it's at least a good competition in practice. But it's been nice to see some of those younger guys develop and see how they've contributed to the team this year. So they've really come together. I guess probably the unique thing is with us, out of our top 8 players, we have 3 sets of brothers. And that just almost leads to some natural chemistry there that's pretty unusual. But every once in a while, you find that in these small towns like this.
That's awesome. Well, and when you get deep in tournaments like this, it used to be, I'm an old guy, Todd, so back in my day when you got into sectionals, there was always an issue of you went to a big gym and there was a different backdrop. You know, there wasn't a wall there like you're used to, different eye perceptions of the basket. And Tomahawk is a little bit different in that perspective. But the kids play so many places and so many venues now. That's not even a concern anymore, really, is it?
I don't think so. We played in a couple of bigger gyms this year, one up at Northern Pines, And I feel like our guys shot well there. We played at Tomahawk in the past. We didn't play there this year. We hosted Tomahawk. So we're familiar with that gym. It's not totally new. And yeah, you know, there are, you know, Abbotsford's another big gym in our conference. So they have the kind of the opening back behind there. And so our kids do get to experience that. So it's not, we're almost the exception being the small gym with the, you know, the stage and the wall real close on both ends.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
Even that will be changing here soon with a new gym and a referendum coming and really improving the schools in Rib Lake this next year. So
yeah, you got to keep that gym though, Coach. You can't get rid of it totally, right? There's too much history in there, right?
There is a lot of history there. There is a lot of history, a lot of good basketball that's been played there.
Yeah. I appreciate when I coached, I appreciated that gym and just the old school feel to it. It's still very special.
Yep.
All right. Well, Todd, we appreciate you taking time to join us. Just a great memory making for the kids, no matter what happens here. And Rib Lake looking to get back to the state. It surprised me because you guys have been really strong, but getting to state is, in the last 10 years especially, is a lot tougher. It was just very, very hard. It's been since 86. Yep. So I'm sure you and your kids see this as a very special opportunity, right?
They do. We had the last good chance we had was 2019 with that COVID shortened season. And we had a really good team there. And I really thought they were going to make it to state. That was a team that had some kids that parents were on that state team that went last. So these kids still remember that. I think they still, you know, they're playing for something deeper than just themselves. They're playing for those kids, too, that didn't get that chance to go. And so, it's an exciting opportunity for them. They've worked hard, and they just play well as a team, really put each other first, really look for each other to score. And so that's what's fun about them, too, is they're a great group of kids, but they play basketball the way that I think it's a fun way to watch and good teamwork.
All right, Coach Henderson, good luck to you on Thursday. Thank you for taking time to join us. Enjoy the time with the kids. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
You bet. Coach Henderson, Coach Todd Henderson of the Rib Lake boys basketball team.
Congratulations to the Prentice Buccaneers and Rib Lake Redmen on reaching the sectional. Ruben Sales and Services, a proud sponsor of this live game broadcast on 98Q Country, a Civic Media station. Ruben's is your one-stop shop for all things steel, offering new and used steel, buying and selling old cars and trucks for scrap, and always ready to deal on metal and deer hides. Visit Ruben Sales and Service on Highway 8 in Prentice, Wisconsin. Congrats to both teams on an outstanding season, and good luck the rest of the way. Get the best seat in the house at Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin. It's game day, and on the field, a wide variety of furniture, including two-sided mattresses, futons, sectional sofas, and love seats, plus Amish and Up North style furniture, as well as full bedroom and dining room sets. Over 50 recliners to choose from, and everything in stock and available without delay a game. Take time to visit Shawangan Home Furnishings in downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland, Wisconsin.
Adam Blomberg, head coach of the Prentice Buck Boys, nice enough to take a moment and join us. Yep. Thanks for joining us. Appreciate it very much. Well, doesn't get any better than this, huh? Rivalry-wise, on Thursday, this is kind of pinch yourself, made it to sectionals, and there's our rival right there, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. It's something that, you know, these kids have probably grown up, like, looking forward to their entire life, getting to a game like this, getting against an opponent that you know, they're familiar with, and you know, you wouldn't exactly have thought it's possible to, you know, draw a team that's right next door for a sectional game, but you know, here we are.
Yeah, one of the two teams is going to be playing for the right to go to state on Saturday. You've had an interesting season. You've kind of had one of those take care of business seasons, I see, where a lot of your losses were against those tough Mirrorwood South teams. You had a couple of glitches beyond that. But for the most part, you know, it looks like when you played teams that, you know, you had a good chance of beating or maybe thought you were better at, you took care of business. A lot of your losses came to those stronger teams from the South.
Yeah, no doubt. It's been a season of adversity for sure. We lost close a ton throughout the season, and we're better off for it at this point. We've grown a lot together through those losses, and you know, I just keep telling the boys every time you know, life gives you something like that, some failure, you got to learn from it. You know, what are you going to learn from it? What are you going to take away from it and get better?
Yeah, talk a little bit about from day one, Coach. Some of the players that really progressed for you through the year, made you better, allowed you to get to this point, some of your key contributors for your team?
Yeah, I mean, there's so many guys that have worked hard and, you know, come out to play this season. The boys have been in the gym all year round. They get in the gym as often and as frequently as they can. The team is a young team. You know, I'm a first-year coach, so there's just there wasn't like a ton of real good experience from that standpoint from me bringing to the table. But as far as the players go, you know, Evan Lord had a great season last season and duplicated that this season. He's done really well. He's just such a good shooter, and it's, you know, that place where the ball just, you know, tends to end up on possession. And Aiden Haas has really taken a step forward this season. He's just such a good, like, presence in the paint, and he works so very hard each possession.
Yeah. What were some of the first-year coach, what were some of the big challenges, some of the biggest challenges for you in year one in that transition to coaching varsity?
Yeah, I mean, it's just like there's so much stuff to think about and know. Every scenario, whether it be, you know, the last 10 seconds of a game when you're down by 1 point, like, how do you negotiate that? What do you, you know, how many words do you say in a timeout so that you get your point across? You know, when do you foul? When do you put a press on? When do you do all those things? It's been just a lot of learning for me. Way, way different than, you know, middle school levels that I coached in the past.
Yeah.
Figuring out time, you know, time for my family, time for my job, all those things are very difficult as well.
Yeah.
I take my hat off to people just in education, people that have been coaching their whole lives. It's amazing.
And the game itself, Coach, changing a lot too with the increased use of the three-point line by a lot of teams. Coaches have decisions to make at the beginning of the year. You know, are we going to be one of those three-point launchers? Are we going to be a traditional post-up? There's those type of decisions that a coach has to make too, right?
Well, for sure. Strategically, like, when you look at the game, you know, we shot a lot of, and I played in the late 90s, and we shot a lot of three-pointers, but, yeah, it's way different. Certain teams are shooting twice as many three-pointers as us for the night, and statistically, you know, it does change a lot of stuff. So, yeah, you got to kind of hang your hat on. You know, either we're going to put the ball in the paint or we're going to, you know, try to take it from outside.
Yeah. And the last time the Prentice was the state, you mentioned the late 90s, was that 99 team, right?
It was.
Yeah. Yep. And you, what memories do you have of that?
Oh, man. I mean, it's so good. Like, it's a life-changing experiences. And, again, you just want it so bad for your team to experience something like that, for sure.
Yeah. Talk a little bit about this rivalry with Rib Lake. You played them twice this year. What? Obviously, you know each other very well, so there's not a whole lot of surprises. What's Rib Lake's strengths, and what do they provide as a challenge?
I mean, Rib Lake's got it all. They have good guard presence. They play as a team. They got low post. They got young kids coming up that are freshmen that are really, really solid. Seen them for a long time, and they're a really good team. You know, it's one of those games where it's going to be tough both ways. The way that I look at it, and I just keep on saying, is like, we got to be thankful for such a good competition close. It really has brought the level of basketball up around in the area and made it so that, you know, people, you know, we can go a long ways and still play ball and still compete because of that rivalry.
Yeah, and it seems like that the WIA equity thing, where we're moving some teams up here and there, may slowly be starting to kick in a little bit. You guys moved up to kind of the Northern D5, so that, I think, am I right to say, is kind of slowly starting to kick in a little bit for the smaller schools and helping us out a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not really familiar with too much of that stuff being a first-year coach. I'm not 100%, but yeah, we don't have it seems like a good competition in this sectional to get to state for a small school. So that's pretty encouraging.
Yeah. All right. Well, Coach, good luck to you. Congratulations on the wonderful season. Enjoy the moments with the kids, and thank you for taking time to join us.
All right. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Adam Blomberg, he is the first-year head coach of the Prentice Boys.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community.
Marcus here from Medford Motors. For 2025, Medford Motors is all about convenient ways to get your vehicle serviced. Our tried and true pickup and delivery system has expanded up to 15 miles from the store, and our mobile service has expanded up to 120 miles away from the dealership. We also offer 24/7 online scheduling. With virtually zero downtime, getting your vehicle service is just as easy as ordering food for delivery. Call yours truly, Marcus, at 715-314-1652 or schedule online today.
And welcome everybody. Jeff Hakenin along here with Scott Heckman. Tonight we are in Tomahawk, Wisconsin for sectional semifinals here, Scotty. It is the 4-seed Rib Lake Redmond taking on the 6-seed Prentice Buccaneers in a rematch that they've done twice this year. These teams have split once. Now they meet up in sectionals. Scott, I think you told me that's never happened before.
I don't think they've ever met in sectionals, Jeff. They've met in regional finals plenty of times. And this has just always been a good rivalry, and it's been wonderful just to watch this and see how excited both communities have gotten over just to come up to this game. And there's probably 1,000 people here, Jeff.
Absolutely. These teams co-op, and, you know, with cross-country and football now battling against each other here at sectionals. We know each and one, every one of these kids battling throughout the year. Both teams very well coached, tough teams. They get the most out of their players out here, and nothing will surprise me here tonight. I think we're going to have a battle no matter what happens here. I think that the competitive spirit in this game is going to make it a game right to the end. We'll see if I'm right about that.
I think Rib Lake probably has an edge on athleticism, Jeff.
Yep.
But Prentice has the edge on tradition in basketball.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, that's what I would say.
Absolutely. It follows with them. They can win games just by being Prentice sometimes, Scotty. And they, that aura is with them. They have that toughness that follows. They think they can win every single game, and that's what the Prentice Buccaneers bring. But, hey, the Rib Lake Redmond, they've been tough to beat all season long. They play well. They've got a great defender in Talon Shytower who can guard around the perimeter. You have a 6'6 guy in Jet Henderson, a rim protector. Seth Borkhart has been playing fabulous all season long, a point guard. He gets things going. He's that lanky lefty that's hard to stop. You know, kind of reminds me of the Stacey Augman, you know, back in the day, and he can make things happen. But Rib Lake is deep. You got the Cook boys. You've got freshmen that are good. Blake Henderson coming off the bench here. So both teams, going to be fun to watch.
Yeah, Rib Lake's got a really good group of athletic kids that are good in a lot of the sports, Jeff.
Absolutely.
Football, baseball, basketball.
You bet.
It's kind of one of those, one of those generations coming up. And they got a bunch of players that, you know, we saw in high school.
In the last name.
Ryan Shytower played with us.
Brad Borkhart's kid is out there. You know, a lot of the kids that we had played against, even on the girls' side, you know, Johnny Dahlman's kid is over there playing. And Prentice is the same thing over there. You're going to have to go through Evan Lord, you know, a 20-point score. He can put up 30 points at any moment. You've got Aiden Hawes, who's a force. He's the strongest kid in the conference, just the biggest kid. And if he gets positioned, he can literally take over a game.
Half Toombs, half Hawes.
Yeah.
The Toombs boys are just always a big, strong guy.
You bet. Hawes and Evan Lord, that's a tough combo to deal with any team. Rib Lake's going to have their hands full with them, but then that opens up the Hagen Isaacsons for some open shots. The Heston Heckman, we're going to get an X factor tonight, Scotty. I want to know who's it going to be. That's the key to the game here tonight.
Yeah, we'll see who steps up and who gets an opportunity. I mean, down there, they've only been playing maybe seven deep, and I guess I haven't watched Rib Lake that much this year. But
Rib Lake goes about seven deep, but they're capable of going deeper. They'll go eight deep. They can get even nine. They've got freshmen coming off that bench that are capable. Blake Henderson, if you haven't seen this kid right now, he's something fun to watch. On the Prentice side, too, though, they've got the Jones boy over there, and he can come in, a big physical kid. So kind of got matching positions out here, yeah. I would say. For the Prentice Bucks, it's Evan Lord leading this team with 18.7 rebounds a game. Aiden Hawes, 16 points, 10 rebounds a game. And Hagen Isaacson at 8 points. For the Rib Lake Redmen, it's Jed Henderson, the player of the year in the conference, 16 points, 10 rebounds. Talon Scheitau, who's been on fire lately, 13 points a game. And Seth Borkart, the point guard, at 12 points a game. Rib Lake's got a good chance to get these boys going. There's enough depth there that it's going to be tough to stop. But I like Adam Blumberg. He's going to throw some things in their way.
And I think whoever controls the momentum of the game is really going to go. Both of these teams are capable of just having a 40-point contest.
They are
being in a game.
Let's pray that they swallow the whistles tonight so we can have a beautiful basketball game. Let these players decide it out on the court here. The fans brought the energy. There's going to be energy in this building. Those kids aren't going to be tired because they're not going to have a chance to at all. There's a couple minutes to go here, Scotty. We're going to send it back to 98Q Country and on the Civic Media app for a two-minute timeout. We'll be back in 2 minutes.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward Bank team at area events volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank for more information or stop in and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Winter's been tough, but spring is almost here. Get your car back in the game with BC Auto Repair Towing and Recovery. They've got the latest technology for ADAS calibrations to keep your driver system sharp. As your Falcon and tire dealer, they'll set you up with the best tires for spring trips. Find them on Lawn Road, 3 miles east of Highway 8 on County Road A in Prentice, Wisconsin. Congrats to the Prentice Buccaneers and Rib Lake Redmen for making it to sectionals. BC Auto Repair is proud to bring you this game matchup on 98Q Country.
IAP Incorporated of Phillips is a complete manufacturing resource for fans, blowers, and dampers, from design to fabrication and delivery with ongoing service. They have over 50 years' experience in engineering and manufacturing industrial equipment and have been supporting our community's youth and high school sports since the early 1970s. Personal responsibility, production efficiencies, and rigorous checking assure high-quality products with lasting value. IAP foresees long-term success as they continue to operate with honesty, integrity, and spirit. It's a vision that extends beyond dollars to a way of working and living that brings pride to our community. Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving our local community since 1953 with locations in Park Falls and Ashland, offering competitive rates and services to kids, teens, and to the big kids at heart. Our heart is in our communities. We're not just a credit union offering financial services. We're a family that cares about your family. Stop in today or check us out online at northwoodscu.com. Northwoods Community Credit Union is federally insured by the National Credit Union Administration, and membership eligibility is required.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. Jeff Haken and along with Nathan, along with Scott Heckman here. Jeff and Scott are back. They're going to go over the national anthem here in just a moment before this sectional semifinal matchup between the Prentice Buccaneers and the Rib Lake Redmen. We are in Tomahawk. It's a packed house here, Scotty. Let's do announcements right now. Going to do the national anthem, followed by starting lineups, and we're going to do this game on the road.
We'll do starting lineups, and I think we're going to announce all the kids.
That's what they're going to do?
Well, I mean, I think we should.
We should, absolutely. All right, here comes the national anthem. Thank you.
I think if we did that, Jeff, if we sang, you'd all be turning it off.
All right. Hey, we're back. National Anthem.
Yeah, I like how Rip Lake, their first 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's their starting lineup.
Yeah, really easy to remember numbers right there.
Yep, definitely.
Prentice all over the board with 3, 5, 21, 33, 34. But
yeah, it's like a bingo. Oh, wait, it's almost like a lottery ticket right
it
there.
It is.
Powerball.
The fans have settled back down on their feet. They got to hear a loud cheer there. They announced the Buccaneers. There's the Rib Lake Redmen. I don't know who's louder here
I
tonight.
I thought it was
Scotty.
Rib Lake, Jim.
I thought on that one it was. But if Prentice hears that, we're going to get a little louder from them.
Yep.
It's going to be the Prentice Buccaneers in their black uniforms. Here is starter. You give it to him, Scotty. Who is it?
Heston Heckman. He's Hesse.
Elijah Harding.
Elijah.
Here's Hagen Isaacson, just a sophomore.
Hagen Isaacson, number 21.
The junior, Evan Lord.
Number 33.
And the man in the middle, Aiden Hawes Prentice, in their black uniforms.
In the five position.
Red stripes and red lettering. You got to love that black, red, black and red together. Bring this back, huh, Scott? Here's the Rib Lake Redmen in their white uniforms with maroon and yellow.
Your first guy is number one, Jeff.
Here we go. Seth Borkart. Talon Scheitower.
Number two, Talon.
The man in the middle, Jed Henderson. All them boys, juniors. And his little brother, Scotty, he's a freshman, Blake Henderson. And, hey, we knew this guy's dad in high school.
Old Jimmy.
Jimmy's boy. It's Ethan Cook, just a junior. Hey, no senior's going to be playing here tonight, Scotty.
Real quick, we'll show you the rosters, Jeff, for Prentice. We got Maddie Haken and Hardy Heckman, Adam Robb, Heston Heckman, Elijah Harding, Ryder Jones, Hagen Isaacson, Ledger Jones, Zachary Starkey, Jackson Isaacson, Evan Lord, and Aiden Hawes.
There we go. Rib Lake, we'll get to those names after a little bit here. It's going to be Jed Henderson jumping against Aiden Hawes.
And they're going to be moving towards us, Rib Lake.
Yeah, Rib Lake's going to be, we're up on the upper balcony, up on the track on the far end.
We got euchre seats, Jeff.
We do. We got euchre seats. Let's see who comes away with it. I think it's going to be off Rib Lake. It's going to go to Prentice. It does. Tipped out of bounds. Heckman going to take it into Hagen Isaacson. Isaacson from the top, it looks like Rib Lake in a man-to-man defense here. Over right side, the Hawes. Harding has it in the right corner now. Back up top to Heckman. So back to Harding, working that right side. Got both big men in the middle here. Right now they get it down to Aiden Hawes. They're going to want to get Jed in a little bit of foul trouble. Here's Hagen Isaacson. Kicks it out.
Taking their time here, Jeff.
Yeah, taking their time. They're going to work for a patient shot. They're going to feel each other out here, Scotty, to start out this game. They got it into Hawes, and they kick it back out.
17:30 here to play in the first.
No score yet. This game's just underway if you're joining us. And it's Heckman at the top. Lord being guarded heavy by Talon Scheitower. This one tipped out of bounds. It's going to stay with Rib Lake.
That was Jed Henderson knocking that ball out of bounds. So we'll see if they got any...
It's Prentice ball under their own basket, far side from us. They get it out deep.